Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court is weighing arguments in an immigration case involving a Martha's Vineyard man that could have implications for thousands of people living in the U.S. without proper documentation. The case centers around Wesley Pereira, a Brazilian immigrant who overstayed his tourist visa almost 16 years ago. In 2006, Pereira received what's called a notice to appear from federal immigration officials. That notice can be the first step in deportation proceedings, but it didn't tell him when to appear, which is the basis for the arguments Supreme Court justices heard yesterday. WBUR's Shannon Dooling was there. She joins us now from Washington, D.C. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
So, Shannon, what is this case really about?
Well, it hinges on language, really, and it's the language that Congress used when it stipulated what information a notice to appear needs to include. And these notices, you just said, can be the first step in the deportation process. Mr. Pereira's attorney argues here that by statute, the government is obligated to include specific information in these notices, things like the charges against a person and the date and time of the hearing at which they're actually supposed to appear. And he says that without that information, it's not a valid notice. And that matters because for some immigrants who come to the U.S. without proper documentation, they can actually apply to stay here after 10 years in the country. That 10-year countdown ends when deportation proceedings are begun, often with this notice to appear. But without a date, Pereira's attorney, David Zimmer, says the government is invalidating the notices entirely. And if that's the finding of the court, it could be a big deal for Pereira and for thousands of other undocumented immigrants who may end up being eligible to apply for this 10-year cancellation of their deportation after all. Here's David Zimmer, Pereira's attorney.
So if it's favorable, then the case will be remanded to the First Circuit, which would presumably then remand it back to the immigration authorities, and then he'd be able to apply for cancellation of removal.
There's no guarantee, of course, that Pereira would be granted this relief from deportation, but he could at least apply for it.
And what's the government's argument?
Well, the government's argument focused a little less on the language of the statute and more on, like, what's practical? What's practical for the immigration courts? Attorney Frederick Liu said that issuing notices without guaranteed hearing dates is just not realistic, given the load of cases immigration courts are facing. He says that because dates are likely to change anyway, what's the point in posting them and creating further confusion for people who are already winding their way through a very confusing deportation process? The government's lawyer was arguing that the very existence of the notice should be enough to tell the undocumented immigrant that the government is serious about his or her case and that they should be prepared to appear at a date and time to be determined. And so the clock stops when the first notice is received, even if, Liu says, the government doesn't yet know every detail of the hearing schedule when that first notice is issued.
So it seems this case really hangs on language and the intent of the law outlining the notices of appeal. Can you talk a little bit about what the reaction was from justices?
It was fascinating to watch and listen because there were so many questions about the practical implications of this. Both attorneys were just peppered with questions about how these notices are defined and why this matters. The justices also focused on the language in the statute. So whether or not that language was meant to define a notice to appear or more of just like a set of guidelines. Multiple justices repeatedly asked, why is it important for a date to be included on this initial notice? And Zimmer said, because until the immigrant knows the date and time of that hearing, they can't really begin to defend themselves. Justice Gorsuch questioned why the government could decide which parts of the notice to appear were important by comparing it to the short story, The Emperor's New Clothes. This is what he said. It doesn't have to have a date. It doesn't have to have a time. Does it have to have the charges? Does it have to have the facts? I mean, when does the emperor have no clothes? At what point? That actually got some laughter in the courtroom. And interestingly, Justice Kennedy asked the government's attorney what percentage of these notices to appear currently go out without a date or time listed on them. And Frederick Liu said the vast majority, nearly 100%.
Shannon, as we mentioned, Pereira overstayed his visa. He came here as a tourist in the year 2000, never left. So how could this case impact him and also others in similar situations?
Well, depending on how the court decides, he could become eligible to apply for this 10-year cancellation of removal and potentially stay in the country. Again, by no means does this guarantee that he'll get that relief from deportation, but he'd be able to at least apply for it. And as for other immigrants in similar situations, it could mean that they too become eligible to apply for that cancellation of removal. If the court does not rule in his favor, then Pereira does have final orders of removal from the U.S., and so he'd be ordered deported back to his native Brazil.
What's next in the case?
Well, the attorneys in the case expect a decision in late June, and we'll be keeping an eye on that.
All right. WBUR's Shannon Dooling joins us this morning from Washington. Shannon, thank you very much.
You're welcome.